who else was there? Monica and Rachel. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Is that what you just asked? Jennifer Lawrence is an actress, Matt.
Never heard of her.
Never mind. This bit's getting old now. It's getting old.
The older it gets, the more I find it satisfying.
The more you find it satisfying, the more I can't work with it. The more I can't work with it, the more angry our listeners get.
So satisfying.
Yeah, because like, there's a straight man bit, and I don't know how to play that. Because I'm just like, are you still joking about not knowing who Jennifer Lawrence is, or do you just genuinely not know now?
I've deleted the information.
You have eternal sunshine of the spotless mind, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, we were dating for a bit. Or were we? So.
Oh shit!
Run!
Mr. Blobby, he's Mr. Blobby.
Something.
Doing things with her very special friends, Wizardora. We adore her.
She's the one.
Another 90s kids show reference.
Alright.
I'm surprised. Like, that song occasionally gets in my head.
It's a great song. Should we hear the Mr. Blobby song?
Yes.
Oh no, that's a Coca-Cola advert.
That's a Coca-Cola advert, mate. Fucking hell.
Chariots of Blobby over here.
Hold up a second. Blobby, Mr. Blobby, if only you could make us understand. Blobby, oh Mr. Blobby, your influence would spread across the land.
Rock, literally, rock god. He's trying to gain a cult following. It's like American Gods, but Mr. Blobby.
That is word for word a North Korean national anthem.
If only you could make us understand.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong...
You're just doing Wizardora again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
Do you get confused between Kim Jong-un and Wizardora?
They both got very good fringes.
Right, so Mr. Blobby, as you've just heard...
Right, just going back there. Best out of context thing ever. Just like Mr. Blobby, it's Mr. That's more like it. That's more like it.
There's still a full 3 minutes of this left.
Yeah, we're not listening to that though. Right, we get the point.
Right, also, it began very much like the theme to 2001.
Yeah.
A Space Odyssey. So in my head, I was like, open the pod blade door as hell. Blobby, blobby, blobby! It's like a. Like a red orb with a pink yellow dot, or a pink orb with a yellow dot in the middle, just like blobby blobby blobby. Hal, open the pod bay doors. Blobby blobby.
Do you want to do some honourable mentions?
Ooh.
I certainly would love to. However, we're changing it up this week. We're not. We're going to do some honourable mentions.
You know what? I should have got a camera and I should follow Tom around. Just waiting for him to try and change things up. and think of a new format on the fly. So, yeah, we're not changing the format.
No, we're not changing the format.
Still doing honourable mentions, as usual.
That was a bit, just joking with everyone.
Just joking with everyone,
having
were you?
Having a joke.
Yeah,
just having a big joke with you.
Having
joke
fun. That's the burden when you're a comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, just trying to make jokes. trying to
That's the burden!
It's like, I work at a bar. My burden is serving drinks.
I was trying to make you into a mockumentary character, Tom. That's the burden when you're a comedian. Making jokes. It's a tough life.
It is a tough life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like working in a steel mill and having to make steel. God.
Except your steel is human laughter from the soul. And your mill is a microphone.
That is something about mockumentaries, isn't it, that seems to be consistent? Is that they all stem from, like, embarrassing the main person by revealing that the way they look at the world isn't accurate.
Yeah, they look at themselves as
David Brent is wrong about how it all works. Laugh at him. Cringe at him.
David Brent has a funny worldview because he's never left London.
Yeah.
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 And
he continues not to leave London. Yeah. One of the jokes is, you've booked all these venues, but none of them are outside London. You've got this tour bus, and you've booked us at hotels all across London. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Saved. I went to Mr. Blobbyland. I was a kid.
Me too. There's pictures of me at one of his houses with his wife.
What?
His wife and children.
You went?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Dave did as well.
You've missed out on a great...
I'm pretty sure...
I thought the Millennium Dome was weird.
I've been to the Millennium Dome, but not when it was the Millennium Dome. When it's the O2.
Oh, fuck that. Everyone's been to that.
You could fit a little town under
there. Oh, mate, I've seen Cirque du Soleil at the Millennium Dome. And I mean, when it was the Millennium Dome.
Like,
they were installed.
You know that Indiana Jones reboot we did?
Mm.
The Millennium Thunderdome. After going there, you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. Like I was saying, you could fit a small town under there.
It's massive.
Yeah, it'd be like a post-apocalypse.
Diamond City style stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Would, yeah.
However.
Millennium Dome, though, while it was functioning, fucking weird. It was just a weird museum. They had a huge, like a life-size model of the human body that you could sort of...
Walk around,
yeah. Yeah. Weird. And the fucking queues, pal. Like,
It's funny how science museums don't get that much attention. Really? Like, interactive science museums.
Neither did the Millennium Dome.
Never.
That's where it shut down.
Yeah, they're always packed.
Eureka.
Though.
Eureka, I think, is still going, though.
They're always really, really busy.
With that,
whenever you go.
With that skeleton that mirrors you pedaling on a bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Magna.
Magna's still going.
That's a place you can go to.
My friend Roz works at the science museum in Bristol. She says it's always really busy.
Yeah, I get incredibly bored at interactive science museums.
I quite enjoy them. I like ball things you can throw things into.
Hate science.
How do you hate science, man? It's cool.
I hate it. Jesus died for my sins. What's science done? That's a question to you. What has
science... Mr. Blobby died for my sins?
But seriously, what has science done?
What has science done?
Amazing how you can make that phrase into two different things. What has science done?
One is a very rhetorical argument.
The other is a rhetorical argument, but it's probably winning.
Yeah. The other is BioShock.
Yeah.
We've got one from Joe Thompson. Cheese makers Living life my way.
Oh. Yes.
That's good, that's good.
I think. Oh my goodness. What?
You've got it. I think it's building up some sort of cheese competition. There's like an annual cheese gathering, and it's building up to that, and there's some sort of rivalry going on. That's what I think.
I think that's good to set in the context of like the guy who invented the wax thing around Baby Bell, right? And he's
Mr.
just...
Mr. Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Bell. And
Mr.
His,
Baby
and
Bell.
No. It's Mr. Bell and his business partner, Hank Baby. And his business partner is always been the brains of the operation. Mr. Bell, Sean Bell, he's played by, who would be good in a
mockumentary about cheese?
Yeah, about cheese makers. Hugo Weaving.
Hugo, okay.
Yes.
Hugo Weaving is
Sam Bell.
It says Sean Bell. Sean Bell. Sean Bell and Hank Baby is and basically
Dennis Quaid is Hank Baby.
We start with Sean Bell having an argument with Hank Baby.
Mm.
With Dennis Quaid, and they're so angry. Well, basically, Sean Bell thinks he deserves more of the credit, and he leaves to set up his own cheese factory, not realizing that he only knows how to make wax. It was Baby doing all the cheese stuff.
He storms out of the room, going, "Get that camera out of my face!"
Yeah. So he's saying like, baby, we made this this company together. Baby, you know that we made this company together, and
that's not Hugo.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of voices.
It's just Agent Smith. Like, it's either Agent Smith or really loud mouth Australian person.
Well, you know what? He's neither
or
of those.
He's playing a character actor.
Yeah.
Or Red Skull.
Red Skull, yeah.
His head is made of Baby Bell.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
His whole head is covered in Baby Bell wax.
So he's like, Baby!
Don't you love me, baby?
Don't you realise we made this whole company together? I brought you the wax that made your cheese famous. And Baby says, who was he again?
Dennis Quaid. Think of a shit Harrison Ford.
Okay. Do you want to be Baby?
Who do you want to be, Baby?
Do you want to be Baby?
Is he just an actual baby? Or...
No, yeah, he's an actual baby.
He's the voice of Dennis Quaid on an actual baby.
He's an actual baby, no, with the voice and face of Dennis Quaid. So, go. I make the cheeses here.
You just wrap them up.
You just wrap them up in wax. If you want to be the Papa John to my Pizza Hut, go ahead.
So, yeah. So, Bell bursts out the door and like, get the hell out of my face. This might as well be Nick Cage at this point. But it's not. It's Hugo Weaving. It's Hugo Weaving doing a fantastic Nick Cage impression. Which I can actually imagine him doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And also sort of want him to do in a mockumentary about Nick Cage. Like, I would love to see a Nick Cage, mockumentary biopic in which Hugo Weaving plays Nick Cage.
Yes.
I want to see a documentary on Alex Jones in which
Nick Cage plays Alex Jones. Yeah.
Because there's only one person for it.
Yeah.
Can we just clarify, this is Alex Jones, the conspiracy man, not Alex Jones, the
from,
one show host.
From InfoWars, yeah.
He's not the one show host.
Yeah.
I want to stop putting chemicals in the water and making the frogs gay!
That guy, yeah. So anyway, back to
Baby and
Living
Belle.
Life My Way, yeah.
My Way.
My Way.
With WH, I assume.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he bursts out and he's got a substantial, you know, payoff from A, just his time at Baby Bell, and B, which he did, it seems like he did very little. Like, he invented this wax thing that you peel off when eating some rice peel off. What else do you unwrap like a Baby Bell? Like, you know, that little tear off.
Packet of biscuits.
He was opening a packet of biscuits and he was like, this would be good if it was cheese inside rather than biscuits. He was like, he sits down with the cameraman, he's like, you see, my vision was, I was eating a pack of biscuits. They were...
with my friend Jacob.
They were McVitie's digestives.
Just not even biscuits for cheese, just biscuits in general.
Yeah.
I was going with the whole crackers vibe.
No. These were just biscuits. Because okay.
So Jacob is in another film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Clive McVitie.
That guy exists.
Yeah.
He just made his first name up.
Yeah. It's Clive McVitie, played by Rhys Darby.
Yeah.
And his talking head of Rhys Darby.
Yeah.
Clive McVitie, biscuit manufacturer.
I remember Sean Bell. He was the man obsessed with wax.
Obsessed with it. Absolutely obsessed with it. I couldn't believe it. He wouldn't stop talking about it. I said to him, I know we've got a very special way of opening biscuits. Biscuit opening is an experience. You've got to understand that it's a very interesting experience to I've sort of lost this one now.
was bang on about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting experience where you've got to, where you peel it around the side and he does it with a pristine looking pack of
biscuits.
And then he leans into the camera and says, McVitie's digestive biscuits. On sale now at your local supermart. And then leans out again and it kind of cuts away. Like, in fact, it cuts halfway through that scene. So he's like, on sale now at your local, and then it cuts. Like, they just wanted the soundbite, but they, yeah. And so I'm going to, we'll kind of summarize what happened in the rest of this, but he goes off and he's like, he explains to the camera how he created the Baby Bell wax and spends most of his time talking about that and with his settlement of leaving the company with his redundancy pay. He buys a house and he's got a pool and he's like, buys a load of like models to sit by the pool or hires a load of models to sit by the pool to like, and then sort of
starts a YouTube channel about how you could become
a YouTube channel about
how you could find your life's purpose.
Buys a Lamborghini,
yeah,
and does a whole video about that. And then he's like, this is going really well. And then the cameraman, played by Christopher Eccleston, says, haven't you just been paying loads of money for YouTube to put your adverts everywhere?
This has jumped. This has made a jump, this film.
Anyway,
was my idea.
He gets to the end of like he gets to the end of his money and like he's now got very little money to try
and... He's addicted to drugs.
Yeah. To try and he's got very little money to try and start a proper cheese company, and he knows nothing about cheese, and he knows he's got very little money, but the big cheese competition's coming up.
I'm thinking it goes a darker way. I'm thinking it cuts from there. The big cheese composition, like, oh, it's coming up, and then just like this mockumentary even just takes a dramatic turn, and we cut to a very faded,
emaciated sort of
faded color, like gray with a dark cloud over the cheese rolling hills of Gloucestershire.
You know what? No, that's where that's Act Three.
Yeah.
He goes on a bender, hits rock bottom.
Yeah.
And then at this point,
throws himself down a cheese rolling hill.
See, no, like it's got to be an Act Three where he learns something and triumphs.
He doesn't learn anything. I think he full on just commits suicide down a cheese rolling hill.
He spent all this money of his, and all he has is just like the baby bell shape, but it's just all wax. And nobody's buying it. It's just fully waxed, so you can't figure out how to make cheese. So he goes and throws himself down this cheese hill. But
he puts himself in a giant baby bell case.
Yeah.
He sorts and rolls down
himself. Yeah, storms down the hill. And at the end, he's just like collapsed into a... to one of the walls at the bottom, his body's mangled, and it cuts to Dennis Quaid just going, I can't believe he's gone.
I needed him. I was just about to send this letter to ask for him to come back to the company.
Now it's just baby cheese.
I thought he was going to throw himself down the hill after him and rescue him.
No. They find him dead at the bottom of a cheese rolling hill.
See, that feels less. Satisfying to me than him doing that and that causing the publicity that gets him hired back on.
No.
So, but
He could have done it. He could have become the best wax making person ever.
He
was just obsessed with making cheese that physically impossible for him to make cheese.
He's got to end up this film in the same place he started.
No.
Exactly the same place.
There's going to be a whole scene in the documentary where Dennis Quaid is trying to teach him how to make cheese and he just doesn't get it.
Not Dennis Quaid. Is like...
a mentor figure.
Bill Bailey. is like a Gloucestershire... That's the thing. He hits rock bottom. Christopher Eccleston says, at this point, we lost track of Bell... for quite a few weeks. This is when he's hit rock bottom in LA.
Maybe he's not died. He's just disappeared.
He dies later. He can die later. Yeah. But in LA, he... in fact, that might be it. He throws himself off the Hollywood sign. He goes to LA. He ships Bill Bailey in, who's like a Gloucester cheesemaker. He's like, I'm going back to the roots. And he's like, oh yeah, in Gloucester, we throw ourselves down hills to learn how to
be one with cheese.
Be one with the cheese. Yes, absolutely, Jenny. Be one with the cheese.
Sometimes we run backwards up the hills if we're making Edam.
Classic.
A twist on a classic joke.
It's made backwards, don't you know? And then at the end, Jenny just got it.
Quite a good joke.
Bleeding Edge Comedy, the Life's a Bitch podcast.
So so then eventually he spends all this time trying to make cheese, the whole third act, trying to make cheese, ready for the big cheese competition, and then the thing they reveal is just wax. Because he couldn't. Because it's like you. It shows a montage of him like churning butter in this, churning milk in this thing, and like I don't know.
Think is milk is just melted candle wax.
Well, we don't find that out until right at the end when it's just about to be revealed, and then he reveals it, and it's just a circle of wax, red wax, and then we're like, and then there's a big awkward pause, and then it cuts back to. Hugo Weaving, and he's like, yeah, I didn't really get it.
I go back to this scene where Dennis Quaid's trying to teach you how to make cheese.
No, it's not Dennis Quaid, it's Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey's trying to make... Well, I think there should be a
Dennis Quaid is now the rival.
Okay, right. Bill Bailey's trying to make cheese. It's like, right, so you get the candle. What are you doing? And he's just trying to make wax. He can't not make wax.
Yeah.
He can't not make red wax cylinders. That's his thing.
I hope that America and... Because yeah, most of our listenership now is in America.
I hope they get
I hope they get Baby Bell. Because if not, you know, they're going to have to look
it
up.
I'm pretty sure Baby Bell is like an American thing.
I think it's
it might be Derry Lee that's English.
Yeah, probably. Well, either way, I chose the right one. So we don't have Captain Derry and Frank Lee.
Captain Derry.
Captain Derry. His name is Captain.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't buy it.
You don't buy it.
I don't buy it. No, not at all.
Tom doesn't buy it.
No, no, no. not one bit.
No.
So anyway, yeah. So
still on this.
He loses.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
He loses the fucking thing, and obviously because he hasn't brought cheese to it, and then throws himself off the Hollywood sign and rolls to his death.
Yeah.
Just before receiving the letter that he was going to be...
We couldn't tell if it was blood or wax.
his wife, played by Scarlett Johansson, says, the next day, I couldn't believe it, we got the message from, what was it?
Gloucestershire Police.
No, because he's in Hollywood.
He's not.
He is. He throws himself off the Hollywood sign. Like
there's no cheese rolling hills.
Yeah, there is no, but that's what he's got into
he's
his head.
He's trying to be one with the cheese, Tom.
So we got the letter the next day. We got the letter from Baby Bell Corp saying that they wanted him back because that was the best wax they'd ever seen. he'd put on such an amazing display of wax that they needed him back to stop him going to the competition. They were going to pay him $100 million a week.
Cut to credits. A tweaked version of My Way by Frank Sinatra. So it's like... What's name some cheeses?
Gouda.
No.
Yeah.
Edam.
Brie.
Right. Is there a cheese that sounds like the word regrets? I'm not a cheese expert, but I know where to put a pun.
Let's have a look. Let's have the cheeses.
Can you Google, please? Cheeses that sound like regrets.
It sounds like the word regrets, please.
Calumniers.
I've had a few. That'll do. In my head, I was like, "That'll do." Got it. But then again, too few to mention.
But yet again.
But yet again. And I churned
too
it
blue
by...
to mention.
Quay.
It's Reece Darby singing that. I did it my way.
Oh, God.
Next one.
Okay, so...
Too good to mention.
We keep it with this. We can do it. I churned it my way.
I churned it.
I churned it, comma, my way. Yeah. Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up. Give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.